we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Our starting line on the Sunny Side of Sports is African athletics. Ethiopia's Berhanu Legesa successfully defended his Tokyo Marathon title in a race that was dramatically slimmed down because of fear of the spread of coronavirus. The annual race in Japan's capital usually attracts more than 30,000 runners, but this year, organizers cut the field back to about 200 elite runners. They also urge fans to stay home and watch the race on television. As a result, the runners who passed through central Tokyo saw just a sprinkling of fans and empty stretches of sidewalk. The Ethiopian Berhanu Legesa retained his Tokyo crown, clocking 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 15 seconds. Somalia-born Bashir Abdi, who now competes internationally for Belgium, was second in 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 49 seconds. And another Ethiopian, Cisse Lema, was third in 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 51 seconds. In the women's race in Tokyo, Kenya-born Lona Cheptai Salpeter took more than 2 minutes off the course record, hitting the tape in 2 hours, 17 minutes, and 45 seconds. Salpeter became an Israeli citizen in 2016, and she will represent Israel at the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. Our Voice of America listeners will remember, because of heat concerns, the men's and women's Olympic marathons will be held about 830 kilometers north of Tokyo in Sapporo. In London, three-time Olympic champion Kenenisa Bekele of Ethiopia broke the course record in the Vitality Big Half Marathon. Kenenisa also confirmed he's pleased with how his buildup is progressing for his race against Kenyan world record holder Eliud Kipchoge in the London Marathon next month. The energetic Andy Edwards spoke with Kenenisa after the race.
The clouds that hovered for so long over Kenenisa Bekele's career were swept away by that astonishing victory in Berlin last September. And Sunday's victory in London confirmed that this is a vibrant, confident athlete, hungry for competition. It was cold and windy in South London for the start of the marathon. Not easy conditions, as Kenenisa Bekele later admitted, but he was in command throughout. The British runner Chris Thompson, who was once a junior teammate of Mo Farah, shared the front running, but it was clear that Kenenisa's engine had plenty in reserve. To win in 60 minutes 22 for the half marathon was a strong performance, given that in the latter stages he was running solo and, Thompson apart, there were no designated pacemakers. In attendance was Jos Hermans, his longtime manager and head of the management company Global Sports Communication. The Dutchman has openly criticised Kenenisa for what he saw as lack of commitment to training in recent years, but now all seems to be harmony and light. As for Kenenisa himself, he savoured victory and the duel in prospect in the London Marathon on April 26.
This performance means, you know, for me, it's really it's great motivation for me and to be first position, you know, in half marathon.
And conditions were not easy. I mean, it's a cold day and some wind.
Yeah, some winds and also the weather was freezing. There is no pace, you know, staying alone, you know, all the way. It's really difficult, but, you know, of course, I did a great job.
When you ran in Berlin and were within 2 seconds of Eliud Kipchoge's world record, you said that you'd really only had 8 weeks preparation because of your long-term injury problems. Are you giving yourself a longer build-up, longer than 8 weeks, for London?
Yes, I already started, you know, just before 8 months, in stronger preparation. Just, you know, I had time. I will have also good time, you know, for
And everything in the body is good? No hip problems, no nothing?
No hip problems, nothing, yeah, no problems. Just in marathon, of course, sometimes, you know, you can have minor pains. It's a strong training, you know. When you train hard, of course, you can expect some minor things, but not that much difficult to control.
I think the whole marathon world is looking forward to you against Eliud Kipchoge on the start line in London the last Sunday in April. Of course, other very good runners will be there, but really we're looking at almost like a boxing match. Do you prepare differently because you know you're running against the world record holder?
Yeah, I have to prepare myself, you know, in differently. Of course, this race was great race, you know, everyone waiting, you know, so I have to prepare, you know, in different way, of course.
Do you think it's a race in which the world record could go?
Maybe, yes, maybe. We never know.
For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Andy Edwards in London.
Sporty greetings. This is three-time Olympian and Beijing 2008 Olympic medalist Chika Chukwumerijie. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, Chika. Elsewhere in African athletics, former Nigerian, former 400 meter sprinter Victor Olanian says his country can win more than two gold medals in athletics at the Tokyo Olympics. The Athletics Federation of Nigeria says it has set a target of two gold medals for Tokyo 2020. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Olanian said Nigeria has the talent to exceed two Olympic gold medals in Japan.
It is very possible for them to get these two medals. Then if you look at our athletes now, you see a lot of them like Divine Oduduru, then the young man that won, you know, the whole African game, also in 9 runners. So we have about two or three of them that are running 9 under 10 seconds. So if you have that pool of athletes, it means that it is very possible for us to get a medal in the relay. It is also possible if you look at Isebrume, who is also driven well. So it is very possible. In fact, we should be looking more than two medals at the Olympics. We should not be thinking about two. We should be looking at 3 or 4. Because to me, I feel 2 is even sure for us. Because if you look at all these boys in the relay, they should be able to get a medal for us. Then Ese Brume, who has positioned herself in that stage, should be able to get a medal. Then we should be looking at, okay, which other places can we put together to get medal also, not just 2.
Some analysts say that with the likes of Jamaica, America, the Bahamas, and some other countries that are good at sprint, it may be a very difficult assignment or a difficult feat to achieve by Team Nigeria at the Olympic Games. What's your take on this?
Yeah, the people don't live in the past. We talk about the present now. Normally, the Jamaican team or the Jamaicans, they have great sprinters, but Usain Bolt is no more there. The other strong athletes are no more there. They're also in the class of our guys now who are running 9 or 9.8 or Oduduru. So I don't see the Jamaicans being a problem to Nigeria because they are not in that very top class that they used to be in the past. Ever since Usain Bolt left, the whole team of Jamaica men, I'm not talking about the women, the men team went down. So it's possible for our men to even beat Jamaica. That's my opinion.
What do you think the Athletics Federation of Nigeria should do to keep the momentum, to keep these athletes in top form, to achieve this feat at the Tokyo Olympic Games?
The federation or the country as a whole, they shouldn't allow the problem in the AFN to affect those artisans, and it should not be. Then we pray that in a very short time, the problem will get solved, which it has nothing to do with the performance of the athlete. The athlete should concentrate on what they are doing and forget about the politics that are going on, which will be solved anytime from now, you know. So the country should go on, that is the country, the federation should go on with their program. Nevertheless of what is happening now, they should go on with their program and make sure that whatever they need to do, they should do it and reach out to the athletes to know exactly what they want, what will prepare them for that great podium. That's all.
That's former Nigerian 400-meter sprinter Victor Olanian. And Victor spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye in Ozoro, Nigeria.
This is Tatiana McFadden, 17-time Paralympic medalist, 7-time gold medalist, 17-time marathon champion, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
A Senegalese footballer had a big role in one of the big upsets this season in England's Premier League. Joining us now with that story and more European club football highlights is Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Senegal international Ismaïla Sarr scored twice in 6 second-half minutes, while Troy Deeney added a third, as Watford caused one of the shocks of the season when they defeated Liverpool 3-0 at Vicarage Road. The Reds missed the chance of setting up a top-flight record of 19 straight wins and were 5 games away from equaling Arsenal's all-time best unbeaten run of 49 matches. Tottenham Hotspur's hopes of qualifying for next season's Champions League took a massive dent after they were defeated at home in a 5-goal thriller. The North Londoners succumbed to a 3-2 defeat at the hands of Wolverhampton Wanderers, who leapfrogged them into 6th place. Manchester United also dropped points in the race to qualify for next season's UEFA Champions League after being held to a 1-1 draw at Everton at Goodison Park, while Marcus Alonso scored twice for Chelsea, but they are held to a 2-2 draw by Bournemouth at the Vitality Stadium. Norwich City beat high-flying Leicester City 1-0 at Carrow Road, with Jamal Lewis's second-half strike proving to be the difference between the sides.
Prince, let's stay in England. I understand Manchester City lifted a cup over the weekend.
Yeah, Manchester City edged past Aston Villa to claim their third consecutive Carabao Cup with a 2-1 victory at Wembley. Argentinian striker Sergio Aguero and Rodri scored in the first half to earn Pep Guardiola's side the first domestic trophy of the season. Tanzanian skipper Mbwana Samata grabbed a goal back for Villa, but they failed to complete the comeback in their first Wembley Cup final since 2015. City became the first side to win the competition 3 seasons in a row, since Liverpool claimed 4 straight titles from 1981 to 1984. Meanwhile, Portsmouth and Arsenal meet at Fenton Park later today for a place in this season's FA Cup quarterfinals. This will also be the first game between the respective clubs since a league encounter in late December 2009. Pompey are the last non-Premier League or Championship team left in the draw and start as underdogs, whilst the Gunners are looking to bounce back following a disappointing Europa League exit.
Prince, let's go to France now. PSG continues its march toward a third consecutive Ligue 1 title with another big win.
Yes, Sonny. French forward of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe scored 2 goals and created another as Paris Saint-Germain secured a 4-0 win over struggling Dijon. The win took PSG to 68 points from 27 games, and restored their lead at the top of the table. Argentine striker Dario Pipa Benedetto scored a hat-trick to help Marseille secure a 3-2 win at relegation-threatened Nimes and strengthen their grip on second place. Olympique Lyon also soared into the French League top 5 after French forward of Malian descent Moussa Dembélé-Brest and a string of fine saves by Antonio Lopez gave them a 2-0 home win over local rival Saint-Étienne. Benjamin André scored the only goal of the game as Lille clinched a 1-0 away victory at Nantes to stay right in the hunt for Champions League qualification.
Finally, Prince, let's go to Spain. Real Madrid has the advantage in the La Liga title race after Sunday's epic El Clásico.
Yeah, Real Madrid showed their character by beating Barcelona 2-0 in Sunday's top-of-the-table Clásico, leapfrogging their rivals at the La Liga summit after a week in which their pride had taken a beating at home and in Europe. Brazilian teenager Vinicius Jr. scored the opener in the 71st minute before substitute Mariano added the second in added time. Real's victory means they lead the standings on 56 points after 26 games, with Barca slipping to second spot on 55, while Zinedine Zidane's side also crucially have the better head-to-head record in the event both sides finish level on points. Diego Simeone's Atletico Madrid were unable to find a late winner as they slipped to a frustrating 1-1 draw away at Espanyol, while Morocco international Youssef En-Nesyri scored a brace as Sevilla aided Osasuna with a 3-2 victory to take third place in La Liga. And Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. Let's take a break now for these Voice of America programming announcements.
Hello, everyone. Are you ready to hear the better of the best? Be it from the 80s, 90s, or 2020, some of the retentions are always remembered. You don't want to miss the best covers of all times. Tune in on March 4th. Hear the most affectionate redemptions of the biggest hits only on Water Crossings, The Voice of America.
Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Samson Omale joins us now with a package of African football news. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. We begin with results from the CAF Champions League quarterfinal first leg matches played across four venues on the African continent this past weekend. Egyptian and Moroccan clubs recorded comfortable home wins as Zamalek of Egypt defeated defending champions Esperance of Tunisia 3-1, while Al Ahly beat South Africa's Mamelodi Sundowns 2-0 on Saturday. In Morocco, Raja Casablanca defeated TP Mazembe 2-0. Elsewhere, Wydad Casablanca dismissed Etoile du Sahel 2-0. In the CAF Confederations Cup, Al Masry drew 2-2 with RS Berkane in the first leg of the CAF Confederations Cup quarterfinals at the Suez Stadium, while expensively assembled Pyramids of Egypt made it 11 wins in 13 CAF matches this season by overwhelming previously unbeaten Zanaco of Zambia 3-0 in Lusaka. Overwhelmingly previously unbeaten Zanaco of Zambia 3-0 in Lusaka. Enyimba of Nigeria, the only former African champions among the title contenders, failed to defend an early lead and had to settle for a 1-1 home draw with Horoya of Guinea. Staying with football news, the female national under-17 team of Ghana earned a 2-0 victory over Liberia in the first leg tie of the under-17 women's FIFA World Cup qualifiers on Sunday. Goals from Ophelia Sewa Amposa and Salamatu Abdullahi handed Ghana maximum points to keep their qualification hopes alive. Black Maidens coach is Baba Nuhu.
Not to say that Liberia wasn't a good side, but as compared to the kind of players that we have, I can say that technically and tactically we were ahead of them. For the day, we were better because we created a lot of chances and were able to get 2 goals out of those chances. So I can confidently say that for the day, we were ahead of Liberia.
Liberian coach Jenkins Doe, who saw off Niger in the face of the qualifiers on a 9-0 aggregate, admitted that the Ghanaians were better for his side.
Football is football. And with the performance, I'm satisfied. There's a new team that with the FA we are bringing out. Ghana been a long way. But never did I give credit to my players because, one, the strength that they had were using my players. For the second leg, I feel that I have to develop the main leg with speed and strength to build up. You see, our best, we'll prove ourselves in Ghana. But it's never too late.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Voice of America.
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The United States selected its men's and women's Olympic marathon teams over the weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, the host city of the 1996 Olympic Games. The selection process is pretty simple. The top three finishers in the men's marathon and the top three finishers in the women's marathon are going to Tokyo. And you might say the U.S. Olympic marathon team definitely has an African influence. Two of the women who placed in the top three, Alafine Tuliamuk and Sally Kipyego, were born in Kenya. Tuliamuk became a U.S. citizen in 2016. She won the women's race in 2 hours, 27 minutes, and 23 seconds. Tuliamuk finished 7 seconds ahead of Molly Seidel, who was making her marathon debut, and Sally Kipyego placed 3rd. Sally won an Olympic silver medal in the 10,000 meters for Kenya in 2012. She became a U.S. citizen last year. Galen Rupp, Jacob Riley, and Abdi Rahman make up the U.S. men's Olympic marathon team. Abdi Rahman was born in Somalia, and at the age of 43, he punched his ticket for his 5th Olympic appearance. Congratulations to all the U.S. Olympic marathoners going to Tokyo. And that wraps up the March 2nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my producer, Mukbil Yabaro. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
This is Science in a Minute.
Researchers led by Binghamton University in Upper New York State is reporting that they have discovered the remains of the oldest forest in Earth's history. The scientists say their discovery provides evidence that the transition from ancient to modern forests began earlier than thought. What the research team found while going through ancient soil near Cairo, New York, were the remnants of an extensive root system of 385 million-year-old trees. This discovery is said to predate the fossil forest at nearby Gilboa, New York, which formerly held the title of world's oldest forest. The researchers say they found three different tree species within the ancient widespread root system. While seed-bearing plants didn't emerge until some 10 million years later, the trees forming the ancient root system had qualities similar to modern seed plants. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues.
It's about listening to them
and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.